This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Education Secretary Miguel Cordona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago, over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the southwest and western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
A wildfire came to life in the rolling hills of northwestern Los Angeles County, belching smoke and flames amid triple-digit heat temperatures that forced officials to call for voluntary energy conservation. In less than 24 hours, the route fire charred more than 5,000 acres near Castaic, California. That's about a 40-minute drive northwest of downtown L.A. It was 27% contained around 7:30 p.m. Pacific last night. The fresh water woes in Mississippi after monsoons flooded the area last week is nothing new for the failing system.
For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Today is VJ Day. It stands for Victory Over Japan Day, commemorating a shift in the Second World War in favor of the Allies. After years of demand, Twitter on Thursday announced it will soon begin letting users test out an edit button. The feature is now being tested internally, and in the coming weeks it will become available for testing to a select group of Twitter users for a nominal fee. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, remains optimistic Republicans and Democrats will come together to reject China's Fufang from purchasing 370 acres of North Dakota farmland. Strategically, it's 12 miles from a high-level Air Force base, is the concern.
So the land purchasing has already taken place. What's at stake, of course, is that Fufang, as you pointed out, whose leader, whose chairman, is a very active member of the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, they once labeled this person as a model laborer. That company wants to build this corn milling facility 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So there are really a couple of things, if not more, here. The first one is that China has increasingly purchased up food supply chains in the United States. I mean, they already have a significant amount of the meat processing market in the United States.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Well, all eyes were on West Palm Beach yesterday, awaiting a decision from a judge as to would she or wouldn't she allow for a special master, a third party, to come in and look at all those items that were taken out of Mar-a-Lago. Now, I mean, on the surface, I think most reasonable people consider that to be a reasonable request. And, of course, the FBI is doing everything to block it because they want to control, you know, the evidence. They want to control the narrative. Just like, I mean, to me, I think they've subordinated ground in a sense with the leaking that they've been doing. Right. They've been sending out information to their, media pals about what they got and, just throwing gems out there like, afraid the president may have some nuclear codes here. like we were talking with DeRoy Murdoch earlier, like the nuclear codes aren't changed constantly and that. I mean, this is absurd. But, again, just to whip up, fear amongst the people and this false narrative. And of course, people who supported Trump don't buy it. I mean, they see it for what it is. And, of course, they really sealed the deal when they released that photo. The photo of, here you got these secret documents all lying on the floor, like as if the president was so irresponsible that he would just have stuff lying on the floor. Well, if you don't know anything about Donald Trump, and certainly for most of us, we've never been in his office, but for those that have been and that know him quite well, knows that that would be out of character of one Donald Trump. Because you got to imagine, I mean, here's a guy running a billions of dollars in an operation, okay? You can't do that from the seat of your pants. You can't do that disorganized. This guy is a true chief executive officer. Yeah, he's detail-oriented in many respects, okay? So he's not going to be sloppy like the way the FBI would want us to believe that he's sloppy, or the way the media would want us to believe that he's sloppy. It's the same way, like what they said about George W. Bush, right? That he was just so ignorant, that he didn't know anything. And then you find out, from Karl Rove and from others that were in the inside, circle, and people, that you even respect, the Secretary of State, that said he was well read. In fact, when he would, meet together, with his staff and his cabinet, hey, tell me about the latest book you're reading, This is probably one of the most well-read presidents. Maybe he's a little goofy in how he communicated, but it didn't make him stupid. He just, that's just his characteristics. But the media, because they got to jump on something like they always do. I mean, they do that to all of us. I mean, we do that to each other. We meet somebody and we start looking at things and say, okay, what can we create? Oh, look at that nose. That nose is too, oh, gosh, that one eye, it kind of travels. I mean, I don't know where to go. I mean, we're so silly, in our human condition. And so as a president of the United States, you're a target. You're, You're at the top of the hill, so they're coming after you. So whether it's your orange skin, you know, the way you comb your hair, your hand, size of your hands, whatever it is, you know, it's just the way politics plays, and it's goofy. But, you know, here it is. You got the FBI doing something as serious as ensuring that everybody is abiding by the law, everybody, whether you're a president, a former president, or you're in office. But no doubt, this has been a seven-year witch hunt against Donald Trump. And why? Because Donald Trump, as an American citizen, thought he could do better, that he could help the American people. And what did he do? He came in against all odds, and this is what shocked the Beltway. This just shows you how infected it is and dysfunctional it is. Because basically, the Beltway says, if you're not one of us, then heaven help you. And whether you're Republican or Democrat, the bipartisanship to hate somebody who is an outsider seems to be universal, right? You got Liz Cheney, who is a Republican, and her animus, I mean her emotional, heightened animus toward the president. I mean, she couldn't find one good thing that Donald Trump had done for the country. And she's so enraged. And this is what happens with people that are so angrily centric and so hate-centric. They lose their minds. It just so consumes them that maybe, you know, maybe for her sake as a person, that Liz Cheney will have that moment of truth and realize, you know, what she did to herself and what she did to people that believed in her and thought, wow, you know, she could be a leader. And she gave it all up because of her emotional hatred for whatever reason. And I get it, you know, because here as we the people, we're bombarded with this narrative and this hatred for Donald Trump. It's like that, you know, again, I refer to you that commentary that I wrote last year, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And the reason I came up with it is because my eldest son, who I love dearly, is my number one son, okay? He, I could tell in conversations that he wanted to pick a fight over Donald Trump. And I understood, you know, I mean, I could tell where he was coming from. And on many occasions, I would say probably for several months, I'd avoid it. I would see where he's going. I just didn't want to address it. He would say things about Donald Trump that certainly came off a bumper sticker or off of CNN or MSNBC. It was all, you know, just political rhetoric. It was mean-spirited and had little depth to it. Occasionally, I'd ask him a question just to confirm that it had little depth. And sure enough, it was just all emotional. And so finally, it came down to a point. I just said, buddy, don't you know what I do for a living? I go, I study this stuff every day. Do you really want to know what's going on, or do you just want to emote? Because if you just want to emote, hey, you know, maybe you need to find somebody else to emote with. I'm your dad, and I love you. I always will. But, you know, but I'll tell you, it created a civil war within our family. And he chose not to talk to me. He still hasn't talked to me for over a year because of this stuff, because of what the media has done and what people told him that he should hate Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter at the end of the day is we're responsible for our own emotions. We're responsible for our own decisions. And what we bring on the show is the things that we have garnered as a result of pursuing the truth. Okay, that is the standard that we're committed to. I mean, you're not going to hear that from a lot of people, you know, that really mean it. Because, and I will say this, I'll admit, a couple of times, you know, maybe more times than I'd like, when I've been in error, you've been really good to call me on it. And I appreciate that. Because we all want to be wiser as a result. This is what the truth brings you. It makes you wiser. And what this government and what Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to do is dumb you down. Because if they can dumb you down, then you're a bit defenseless mentally. And they can get you to believe anything. I mean, think about it. I mean, that is extremely dangerous, that when people can get you to believe anything, what can happen? Voltaire says, those who can make you believe absurdities, you may not be able to define them as absurdities as you're believing it, but ultimately, if they are absurdities, guess what? They can make you commit atrocities. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live right now. And if you're listening to this over the weekend, you are hearing a delay. This aired on Friday live over the weekend. It's a replay on our network of weekend stations. And we welcome you to the show and remind you that if you want to join us live, you can at BillMartinezLive.com, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, U.S. employers hired slightly more workers than expected in August, keeping the Federal Reserve on track to deliver a third 75 basis point interest rate hike this month, though the unemployment rate increased to 3.7%. Non-farm payrolls, according to this report, increased by 315,000 jobs last month, the Labor Department said in its closely watched employment report on Friday. Okay, we get reports like this, but the reality is the reality. And, you know, if you happen to be one of those that are out of a job and part of that 3.7% and you truly are suffering, that is a harsh number. But again, keep in mind what got us here and who got us here. Okay. What was it like under Donald Trump, even before COVID and even coming out of COVID? We wouldn't have come out of COVID as quickly as we did. The ramifications, and when I say coming out of it economically, had it not been for the foundation that was laid by the 45th president of the United States and by his team. Okay, don't think in a million years that this was all because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to take credit for this, but it's laughable. You know, you have to be a total ideologue and absolutely, you know, buffoonable to buy into that, because it just doesn't work. I mean, Joe Biden is still, you talk about zero, he's still at net zero, zero, zero. I mean, there's been no gain. And I'm open. Trust me, I am open to consider, okay, what positive thing have we gotten out of this presidency? You know, going in, we were energy independent. Our borders were secure. And speaking of the borders, I mean, more and more that you hear about what's going on down there. I mean, it is so bad. And we've talked about this. I mean, from day one, we've been talking about this for years. How irresponsible this is. And the president of the United States basically has invited migrants from around the world. We got 162 countries that have crossed into our border. President of the United States says, buenvenidos, you know, come on in. You're welcome here. And then he goes and tells everybody else, oh, the borders are closed. Mayorkas insists. And, of course, the Border Patrol knows different. And they're frustrated because they're overwhelmed. They don't have enough men there. They don't have enough manpower, if I can put it in those terms without the proper pronoun, forgive me, but they don't have enough manpower to handle the amount of people, the migrants who are coming in. And then what's happening to these migrants, the way they're coming across? If they're coming across sponsored by coyotes, they've paid anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 per person. They've been sold out to the highest bidder, which are the cartels, especially if they meet the criteria for human trafficking or drug running. You know, they're bringing in fentanyl into the country to the tune of, and somewhere around at least 80,000 people last year died of fentanyl overdose alone. And the amount of fentanyl that they're capturing at the border, it leaves you to wonder how much are they not capturing? And then we see at the border towns, their morgues are overwhelmed. The coroners, the funeral operations are overwhelmed. They can't handle all the bodies that are coming in, but you're not hearing about it. You know, there's no way Joe Biden wants you to know what's going on, because this is all on his watch. This is what they have created. You just have brought in a mass of people that you don't even know who you've brought into this country. 162 countries, you have no idea who you brought in. Although we do know that there's been some on terror lists, there have been some that have come back, you know, after being convicted of felonies, you know, they've come back into the country. Why? Because they can. Because they can get away with it. And chances are, you know, it's worth the gamble for them. So what if they're caught? They're just sent back, only to come back again. This is what's happening. Because our government really is not serious about border control. And forget about how you want to think what their end game is, you know, and trying to change the demography so that they have Democratic voters, all that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, people are dying, and the migrants will tell you as they're coming across that they're walking past people who have died, people who are dying. And there's no good Samaritan there, because they're all rushing to the border. So they don't even take the time to stop and help somebody who's dying. They just walk on by, and maybe they thank God it's not them. How sad. And this is what they're going to live with for the rest of their lives as they've made this trek, that our government and our president incited by inviting them. Because they will tell you, say, why are you coming? Well, Joe Biden invited us. Joe Biden said, told us to come. What does that say? Okay, that's the harsh reality of it. And then all the other ramifications, the human trafficking, the cartels. I mean, sooner or later, I mean, we're at that point where you pay me now or pay me later with the cartels. The Mexican government can't control the cartels. The Mexican government is in control of all this mass migrant incursion. They are the ones. So what are we going to do? I mean, are we going to send armed forces there? Are we going to send the National Guard there? Are we going to help Mexico clean up? I mean, this is our neighbor, okay? We're not talking China. We're not talking Taiwan. We're talking our neighbor here that is being controlled by cartels with firepower. I mean, Joe Biden, this is laughable to even think that Joe Biden would go to the cartels and say, we're taking your guns away. Beto O'Rourke's going to come in. He's going to take all your guns. Good luck. I mean, you know, he wants America to be defenseless. Count on law enforcement. And right now, law enforcement has a big question mark on its head. Thank you very much, the FBI. Because they've abandoned our laws and the rule of order. And it's so obvious that they are corrupt. They're not sincere about doing their job on behalf of the American people in an apolitical sense. Look, we're all human beings. We're all going to have a political bent. I don't fault you for your political bent. I only fault you when you use your power to reinforce your political bent, to impose that bent on another American because they believe differently. And this is what's happening. The truth of the matter is, go down the three-letter agencies that we're talking about. The EPA got their wings clipped by the Supreme Court because they were overstepping their boundaries. And why not? These bureaucratic mechanisms that have been set up, again, by the Beltway elites, mostly Democrats. Republicans have jumped in on this thing, too, and shame on them. Shame on anybody that does this, that empowers these bureaucracies to have the power, the amount of power, and they can torment the American people in the manner in which they do, whether it's the EPA. And, oh, my goodness, you can hear the stories, and you know stories. If you've even been involved with the EPA at any level, you know there's no fair fight here. There's nothing to reason about. And now, you know, the IRS we've known and experienced what they did with Tea Party. With the Tea Party and conservative organizations. We were talking with Jenny Beth earlier. And now we're going to have 87,000 more, and you think they're going to go after the wealthy? Oh, gosh, you're delusional. You know, the average audit is on somebody who makes around $70,000 a year and less. That's the average audit because we're low-hanging fruit. The people, the gazillionaires, they don't want to go after them because they go after them, they got to deal with their batch of attorneys. And they're not fun. And it makes it really difficult. And they can tie up these IRS agents with or without a gun and turn them into pretzels pretty quickly. And it's very frustrating for them, so nobody wants that job. Hey, we'll just go take care of and go deal with Small Businessman USA, and we'll torment the holy what have you out of him and shut his doors, get him out of business, and we'll do an end zone dance and say we've done our job in the name of the IRS. Thank you very much.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Education Secretary Miguel Cordona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago, over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the Southwest and Western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
With you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Anthony Carino is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the home renovation and improvement expert. He's going to be talking about how to maintain the system's functionality all year long. We're talking about your home's HVAC system. Anthony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we know just like a car, it's just important to maintain your home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC system, year-round. Not only will you save money on energy, but you'll prolong your HVAC's lifespan. And here with some helpful tips and a little TLC, you can maximize the system's overall functionality. And we're grateful for Anthony coming on the show to tell us more about it. Anthony, why is it so important to maintain your HVAC system year-round?
Yeah, Bill, exactly, and that's a great intro there. It's an expensive system. Relatively speaking, it's one of the more expensive systems in your home. It does have a nice, long, useful lifespan, and if we do some really basic, really simple maintenance things, we can extend that life by 5 to even 10 additional years because we're being cognizant of how hard our machinery is working to keep our family breathing healthy air through filtration and comfortable air through heating and cooling.
Okay, unpack those tips. Okay.
Yeah, you got it. I'm going to jump right into them here. So there's only two things that you have to do, and one of them is a phone call. So it's nice and easy. No tools required. So the first thing I want you guys doing is changing your filters. It sounds mundane. It sounds obvious, but I can't tell you how many people don't do it. So here's the deal. If you have anybody in your household that has asthma or allergies, or you have a pet that sheds and you have dander, I want you changing those filters every 30 to 45 days. If you don't have any of those conditions in your home, you can change the filter every 90 days. So basically when the season changes, you change your air filter. But why do we want to do this? Because as filters get more clogged up, the air handler, the part of the machinery that either heats or cools the home and then spits that clean, conditioned air back into your rooms, has to work harder to suck that air in. If we've got a nice clean filter in there, we're doing the same job more efficiently. So number one, we're using less utility, so our utility bill goes down every month. And number two, we're extending the useful life of those motors, thereby pushing off that big expense of replacing an entire HVAC system. The second tip, this is the phone call one, doing basic maintenance on your HVAC system every year, not waiting for a catastrophe to happen, is the most economical way to keep things running. This is not a service you should be doing. This is definitely something that should be done by a professional. But having that scheduled for the spring and the fall, so you're in the shoulder seasons, you're in the seasons that are more temperate, you're not competing with the people who aren't listening to my advice, who don't get the service done, who don't change their filters and have a catastrophe on their hands. You don't want to pay for emergency service. You don't want to pay for expedited parts. And you don't want your family to be freezing cold in the wintertime or sweating their butts off in the summertime. So doing that maintenance in the spring to get your AC ready, in the fall to get your heat ready, it's just a good habit to get into. Other thing that happens there, Bill, is that these service techs begin to know you. They begin to know your machinery, and they are seeing that equipment every 6 months. They know if there's a small problem. They're able to address a small problem. We don't have to wait till there's a catastrophe in order to maintain our systems.
And we know with everything else, Anthony, there's nothing like having what we call a sustaining asset, in our lives.
Right.
And even with something as basic as an HVAC system, you have somebody who partners with you. And like you say, you begin to have a relationship. He knows you. He knows your system. And you're ahead of the ball game. But again, we go back to, principle one. And it's all about preparedness, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm personally a big fan of Trane. I have a Trane system in my home. I like them for a number of reasons, one of which is because they have certified comfort specialists, as they call them. But what that actually means to you and me is they pass the test to be able to work on these machines. They're certified installers, they're certified maintenance folks that know these machines inside and out. There's a great bit of comfort that I take in that. On top of that, I mean, ask anybody in my profession, Trane is the best in the business. They use really high quality components. Their useful lifespan is 5 to 10 years longer than anybody else's. And they run super efficiently. They're very quiet, and they're very easy on your pocketbook when it comes to utilities.
When should we ever call the pros outside of the situation? You give us some great advice and counsel here. Should there be other times that we just pick up the phone and get a pro in here to help us out?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So if you're paying attention to the equipment in your home, which you should be, and if you're changing your filters regularly, you're more prone to see these things. If you see any water leaks around the equipment area, that's a reason to call a pro. If your system is making any type of irregular noise, something you're not used to hearing every day, something that's out of the ordinary, great time to call a pro. Last but not least, if your home temperature is fluctuating, but you're not changing the thermostat, that's another great time to call a pro. It probably means your system's a little out of balance. It should be keeping the home at a consistent temperature, all the time. So if you see any of those three occasions, it's a great time to call a pro in, not wait for your biannual service there. You get somebody in a little bit quicker.
Kind of reminds me, I was just staying with a friend here recently in Kansas, and they said the family mantra has become situational awareness. And this is kind of what you're speaking to here, is that in all things, but here in this particular case, because we're talking about HVAC system, is having, the situational awareness to notice these things, whether it's knocks in the night or, things that are acting irregular. These are all warning signs, and, what is it going to hurt to get a pro in? To check it out, because the sooner you respond, like anything that has to do with maintenance, we can pay now or pay later, and always later seems to get more expensive, Anthony, I've found.
Very well said, sir. I couldn't have said that any better. That is absolutely spot on.
Well, what about advice on gas versus electric home heating options? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I certainly get that question a lot these days, given the price of gas. Going back to Trane again, actually, I installed one of their newer systems, which is really cool. It's called the dual fuel unit. It actually has an electric heat pump and a gas furnace integrated into the same system. And why that's interesting and why that's beneficial to a homeowner is because the system is smart enough to know when to utilize which heat source for the most efficient operation. So for those that don't know, electric heat pumps run very efficiently so long as the outside temperature is 40 degrees or higher. It then needs to work doubly, triply, quadruply as hard as the temperature sustains below 40 degrees. So it's efficient, very efficient to use a heat pump over 40 degrees, and it becomes more efficient to use the gas furnace once you get into the really cold months. So having a dual fuel system that knows how to switch between these two power plants efficiently and automatically is a really, really efficient way to run your system and spend less on your utility bill every month.
Well, we've been talking with Anthony Carino, who brings 20-plus years of home improvement experience to the table as he tackles renovation challenges daily across various personal and professional projects, his renovation skills. He put them to the test in his first season of the Build.TV series, where he transformed a firehouse from the 1800s into his modern-day home. How awesome was that, huh?
Oh, it's pretty great. I'm sitting in my office right now. I put the fire pole back in. I can slide down to the garage like it's the Batcave and take off. So it's pretty cool.
And season two of Build.TV, which was released at the end of last year. And you took us along. Show of your Stonehouse renovation in New York, right?
Yeah, and that Stonehouse project is the one I was talking about with the dual fuel unit. If anybody's curious to check out any of those videos, you can head to the build.tv. I documented both renovations extensively, talked about the products I chose and why, different design decisions, space planning, layouts. My whole thing is wanting to keep it fun but also deliver on the educational component. So if you check out the build.tv, you can see all the videos I put out on both of those renovations.
Anthony Carino, cannot thank you enough for these great tips. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'll tell you, as it continues to get worse, yes, you've got more people looking for revival, but let me remind you, it's always preceded with a era of repentance. And I would say a good prayer to read to remind you of that is from the 9th chapter of Daniel and his prayer to God and how, you know, he was moved to first acknowledge that God is sovereign over all and also that... That they had sinned, Israel had sinned against God, and this is why they were in judgment. And he also reminded God of his character and his love for his people, that he did promise that after 70 years of being in captivity, that he would bring them back. And so here it is, you have the adoration and acknowledgement of Almighty God. You have an admission, a confession of your sins, and then you put forth your request that God would be true to his word, that he would be faithful, and that he would redeem his people. And that formula, which is the same as, you know, as you read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, would be consistent. If my people, okay, it's not everybody, it's just my people, those who are known, you know, by God's name. If my people who are called by my name, okay, so it's not everybody in the world, just those people are being called, the called out ones, the ones that have been sanctified, especially for a moment like this. I mean, in much the same way as the stories you read about Queen Esther, it was that moment in time, that appointed time. And here we are at this appointed time. Those who are called by God's name are being called to make that prayer like what you read in the 9th chapter of Daniel. That admission of our sins. Because here we are, you know, in this post-Christian world, and we see what's happening. I mean, the rhetoric, we see a president who is indicting 50% of America in round numbers. Anybody that supports Donald Trump and supports the policies of, if you want to say, MAGA country or, you know, the super MAGA people, as he puts it, you know, in any case, if it goes against what Joe Biden perceives to be, which is very liberal, clearly, I mean, it's not moderate by any means. He told us he would be moderate. He would be a uniter like the previous Democratic president who said the same thing, offered us hope and change. And then we ended up with no change, or actually was hopeless change. It was dire. That's what we got. No hope, no change, no shovel ready jobs. And he laughed about it.
you know, and but this seems to be the character of this party. They really don't take themselves seriously, and they don't take their position seriously. You know, they're happy to take from the people. Like in the words of, you know, Harry Reid, that just keeps coming back. It echoes through, you know, when they had, you know, put all that bad narrative about Mitt Romney. Remember when Mitt Romney presented his taxes? Boy, they tore that apart. Here are these people that hardly understand stuff. But boy, they grabbed pieces and they ran away with it, just like what they're trying to do with Donald Trump. Oh, we're going to take a picture that was contrived by the FBI of top secret documents just lying willy-nilly on the floor in his office, like that would really happen. But that's the presentation. They knew exactly what they were doing in releasing that, okay? All to control the narrative, to monitor the perception of gullible people who think, you know, who don't know Donald Trump, but, you know, what they know about Donald Trump is only what they feel and what they've been told to feel. So everything is done out of this filter of hatred and distaste. I get that. I mean, we can all fall victim to that. So it's not an exclusive situation. It's just that it is what it is. And this is what we're dealing with at a time, this appointed time, when we need to come together. And the only way we're going to come together, we can't do it within ourselves. Okay, it has to be. You know, and trust me, I have struggled with this for a long time. And what I've concluded is that it's only going to happen by the hand of God. God is in control of all this. I mean, look at the Bible's clear. Again, for those who are called by his name, they understand that God is the one that chooses our elected officials. God chooses it. So you go, okay, very funny, God. My own sense of humor, not trying to be disrespectful, but very funny, you know, but we got, you know, we've got this president. What is it? What are you telling us because of Joe Biden? Here he is, a practicing Catholic, allegedly. And wow, I mean, it is a shock to us who are Catholics and who are devout and others who are evangelical Christians to go, how can this be? It can be because this is what God's allowed to happen. And there's something for us to get out of this. Okay. There's some benefit in this, but you can't find it if we're struggling down at a common level. We've got to rise up. We got to come up to God's level and God's perspective as much as we can. And I'm not saying that we're God-like. I'm just saying is that we have to look to God. His almighty hand and deliverance to reveal to us what this is all about. And like the old song says, you know, you don't know what you have until you lose it. And here we are. We can sense. And I'm telling you, this is the common conversation. And I don't know about the circles in which you travel, but the common concerns, and it is from Republicans and Democrats, independents, people across the board, at least in the circles I travel. They're all equally concerned. They're wondering, what is the future of America right now? You know, because there's a lot, there's many narratives out there. Some say we're heading to a one world government, the World Economic Forum. China is rising. Putin is invading Ukraine. Iran is moments away from going full blown nuclear. And I've maintained, look at, we're on one of two paths here. Either we're on this path, which God has ordained. God has ordained all the paths, by the way. And are we on this ultimate path of a one world government that will lead us to the final chapter of Revelation 18, you know, the final chapter of Revelations? Is that the case? Or is there a possibility? Because God has been known to do this, where he has ordained something and God will say, okay, you know, I'll work with you on it. If my people who are called by my name. But it starts with humbling. And this is the prescription. Hasn't changed from time immemorial. Same thing. We must humble ourselves. And by humbling ourselves, we realize that we're not God. Okay? We're not the ones to create the Tower of Babel. We're here to serve God. This is what we are created for. So we need to humble ourselves and pray and get in agreement get our perspectives in agreement and in alignment what the Holy Trinity says about us and what we're supposed to be doing. And in that process of humility, we'll realize, just like the children of Israel before us realized, well, we've blown it. We're toast. We deserve judgment for all that we've done. For all that we've done, we deserve judgment. And yes, you know, we are a nation that has killed over 60 million babies, and that number is higher than that. You know, because we're not even counting the mail order babies that have been killed via abortifacient pills, right? The mail order birth control pill. And it's estimated that 1 billion children have been murdered worldwide. So it's not just an American thing. This is a worldwide thing. I mean, the consequences of this are so astounding. And we deserve judgment, no doubt. But God says, look it, you come to me, you humble yourself, you turn from your wicked ways. You turn from your wicked ways because you realize your ways are wicked. Okay? If you don't realize your ways are wicked, you're not going to turn. You don't know what to turn from. But that's why you humble yourself first, to get in alignment with God, and you garner his perspective. So you turn from your wicked ways. God says that he will hear our prayers. Right now he's not hearing our prayers, because we haven't humbled ourselves. We haven't acknowledged our sin. But God says, look, it's clear. This is what you do. You do that. Humble yourself. Confess your sin. I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive you your sins. Only God can forgive our sins. And you know this instinctively. This is why when you are in pain spiritually, what do? You look up. You look up because you know that's where the answer is. It isn't on television. It isn't in some music video or any other bit of amusement. That only comes from God, just like forgiveness of sin can only come from God. It can't come from any government entity, any World Economic Forum official, only from God, exclusively from God. You know that. And you know when you're forgiven. You know when that burden has been lifted. God says, look, come to me, humble yourself, confess your sins. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive you your sins. Wow. Can you imagine to live in the freedom? Because God wants us to be free. Liberty comes from God. It doesn't come from any government entity. True liberty that we're talking about here. To be liberated from the sin and the judgment that we deserve. God says, look, I will do this. If you do that, I will do this. And on top of that, the bonus is I will heal your land. Who in this world does not want their land to be healed? We know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. Just, are we willing to do it? Are we willing to, for those of us who are called by his name, are we willing to humble ourselves and pray? And see what God can do. You know, others have said this before. What have you got to lose? This could very well be, just like it was for Esther, this could very well be our appointed time to make a difference for the generations to come.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get